In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese, who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, "In the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home." The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, "We must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade." Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, "We must stop further discrimination against American workers." The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And this is the time of the year you start getting calendars. Well, you start getting calendars before the end of the year. And I have a gob and a bunch of them that have accumulated here on my desk. And you start getting seed catalogs as well as not only gardening catalogs, but poultry catalogs as well, where you can order your little chickens so you can get them started early. So you start getting eggs early in the fall. And the other day, I don't remember how I saw this, but somewhere I saw where the Department of Agriculture had a chicken catalog out, a calendar. And I said, Beth, get some of those for us. It'd be kind of fun. I think she ordered three of them. And I had no idea. I didn't pay that much attention. Well, they came. And why would the Department of Agriculture, and I'm talking here about the USDA, come out with a 2008 Keeping Your Birds Healthy Backyard Biosecurity printed in both English and Spanish? Biosecurity for Birds 2008 catalog from the United States Department of Agriculture, Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service, that came off of 4700 River Road, Unit 1, Number 1, Riverdale, Maryland. And on the front cover, it says 2008 Backyard Biosecurity, and it shows some chickens. They're in a, looks like a patch of dandelions, which gives it color. And they're just nondescript chickens. They come from, you know, just like you'd gone to the swap meet and bought one of every kind that they had there. There's, turn the page, and then I started reading this thing. Here's what it's all about. They want us to find avian flu. You know, we've talked about this over and over and over again, how the Department of Agriculture wants some sort of a pandemic, and they're working at it. So now they show us here, the first page, it says, look, and it's a little chicken with a microscope, or a, not a microscope, it's a, yeah, it is a microscope, telescope kind of a thing. Anyway. Know the warning signs of bird diseases such as avian flu or bird flu and exotic Newcastle disease. While it may be hard to tell if your birds has one of these diseases, if you know the signs, you may be able to tell if something is wrong. Early detection can help prevent and spread the disease. And if we get early enough detection, maybe we can have a pandemic. Okay. Anyway, then it goes on and tells all about this. Sudden increase in birds' deaths in your flock. More than normal. And by the way, birds do die. Chickens don't. It depends on how they're taken care of. I've known people that had a pet chicken that lasted for years and years and years. But in a typical flock, you're going to lose some birds if you keep them over the first season. Anyway, sneezing, gasping for air, coughing, and a runny nose. Did you ever see the nose on a chicken? Well, they can run. Okay, watery and green diarrhea, lack of energy, and poor. It goes on and on and on. And then you can get a free hotline, a toll-free hotline here to the government office. It's 1-866-536-7593. Then they show all this thing in Spanish as well. Now, you turn the page, this is before we get into the calendar, and it shows birds with avian influenza, bird flu. Now, anybody that has raised chickens have seen chickens with, we didn't call it the flu, we said they've got pneumonia. And when they do, you whack them in the head with a hammer and take them to the dead hole. You don't have many. Occasionally, one will come up this way. But it shows all these. And then, interestingly enough, every time it shows chickens, it shows parakeets and parrots. Turn the page. January, okay? Protect your birds. Before entering your bird area, and here I've been doing this wrong for 70-some years. I didn't know that you could enter your bird area without changing clothes. You must put on clean clothes. I put on dirty clothes when I go to work with the birds, all right? You should scrub your shoes with disinfectant. Now, that's going into the birds, not coming out. And wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Interestingly enough, I have a very good friend that's been in the hog business for all of his life. And he bought two gilts. For those of you who are not agriculturally literate, a gilt, and you don't spell it G-U-I-L-T, it's G-U-L-T. He bought two gilts when he was just a kid for a 4-H project. And he kept those gilts, he kept that breed of hogs all of his life. And he went to the service, I think it was Korea. He went to the service. His dad kept those hogs till he got back. He only, in his entire life, he only bought boar pigs. He never did buy a female. And he kept them for 50-some years. And I met this fellow when we were at a meeting, and they showed the two ways to raise hogs. One was where this fellow had built all these beautiful facilities, and then he had built no facilities. His hogs were kept outdoors. Their shelter was big round bales of hay. He had no hog feeders. They just dumped feed on the ground. He watered in a creek, and he farrowed just outdoors, farrowed twice a year in the late spring and in the early fall while the weather was good. And he was a big operator. Back in those days, he had like several hundred sows, which made him a pretty big operator. Now, when we come back, I'll tell you how he felt about cleaning your shoes, but let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Now, I was looking at this bird calendar. It's a backyard biosecurity calendar coming to us from the United States Department of Agriculture. And as I said earlier, I couldn't imagine why they were putting out a bird calendar. And they're trying to, as I've said before, they just can't seem to wait to get some sort of a pandemic started that will bring NASA... NAIS, it's not NASA, it's, anyway.
That's astronauts.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, they...
NAIS.
NAIS, but that's National Animal Identification System, into existence. Now, one of these things says that you should, when you go into your chicken house, and this is mostly aimed at backyard flocks, I'm sure of that. Before entering your bird area, wear clean clothes, scrub your shoes with disinfectant, wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. And I was telling you about a good friend of mine named Denny that was really big in the hog business back when I first met him 20-some years ago. And the feed companies would use Denny as an example because he'd been in the hog business since he was a little kid. He'd never bought a female hog in his life. He bought only boars. He had the same, he just bred the same line of females all of these years, and they roughed it. His facilities amounted to an old southern slope that was rocky and had bench rock sticking out of it, and that's where he fed on those rocks. Just had a feed truck, just poured it out on the ground. The hogs ate it. I think he did maybe when he was fattening hogs. He may have used some hog feeders then because I know once in a while you would hear a feeder lid slam. But generally speaking, those hogs roughed it. And he said people wanted, because he had done several of these seminar things along with another fellow that did everything up modern, which, by the way, went broke, and Denny didn't, but... It was kind of interesting that that he said people will come and they want to know where they can disinfect their shoes. He said, look, if you think you've got something my hogs don't have, he said, I want them to get them immune to it. Just go on. Don't worry about that. Well, that's kind of the way it is with chickens. Back I studied poultry back when I was at the Brain Factory in the early 1950s. And we talked then, we were taught about built-up litter. You don't clean the chicken house. You let it build up to a certain degree so that you have all of your what do we call them? I want to say antibodies, and that's not it. But anyway, you have all of your microbes, et cetera, in there, and then the little chickies grow up with the big chickies later on, and they are immune to most of the common poultry diseases. But anyway, here's this calendar, and it shows a sick parakeet. These chickens are in the process of dying, and so is this dead parakeet. Well, he's sitting up, but his head is over to one side, and he's kind of spraddled out there. He's going to be dead before long. And, hey, if you have a sick parakeet, you want to call this hotline. And the number to call, as I said before, by the way, you can call the same number and get one of these calendars, 866, toll-free. 536-7593. But I can just visualize anybody that has a dead parakeet. Hey, we've got bird flu, and that's all the Department of Agriculture needs to know so we can have a pandemic and get more premises registered. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Development, but can you define it? Many people can't. Even the legislators and lawmakers that blindly implement sustainable development's political ideologies. The definition can be found in Agenda 21, a United Nations blueprint of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans impact the environment. Still not sure what it is? Get the pamphlet, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. This easy-to-read 22-page booklet will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is being implemented. Send $5, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $5 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. The other day, we were talking about sending things certified mail. And we did the other day. I sent my property taxes by certified mail, so I made sure they got them. And it was kind of interesting. My mail person, we say postmaster, in this case it was a Mrs. Postmaster, and she held her mail till the last day, but instead of hand stamping it, which she could have, you know, hand canceling it, she didn't. She just let it go on, knowing that it was going to be canceled at the central post office, and it didn't. And as a result, she had to pay a penalty because her taxes were late. Anytime you take anything to the post office like that, ask the postmaster to hand cancel that thing so you know it goes out when the day it's supposed to. Anyway, we sent all of our stuff that has any reason to be lost by certified mail. or registered, whichever you, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, you know what I mean. All right. We talked the other day about this lady, and she was, she's in Utah, and she's literally had to take her kids and leave the state because their Department of Education there in the town she was in Utah, lost what she sent them concerning homeschooling, and she emailed it. And I said, had she have sent that registered letter, she could prove that she had sent it. Now, I get this email from a lady, says, Dear Dairy, spelled it like a dairy cow, but that's fine. She got it right enough to suit me. Your program on the 28th of December, 07, referred to a caller who had sent an email to a governmental office in regards to her daughter's homeschooling records. Your comment was to never send anything of importance to a governmental office by email, but rather send a certified letter in order to be assured of its arrival. I sent all of my original documents to the international. She sent her original doc. Now, original means that's the one that's not copied, okay? I sent all of my original documents to the International Social Security Office at 300 North Green Street, Baltimore, Maryland, as required for those citizens residing overseas. The documents were required in order to instigate my application for retirement benefits. The instructions given were to send all original documents, birth certificates, military discharge, DD-214. The department would then copy them and return all the originals. All original documents were sent by certified mail marked as urgent from here in Spain where I reside. After a couple of months, I began to get concerned, so I called the Social Security office in Baltimore, and they denied having ever received the documents. I then called the international branch of the U.S. Postal Department in New York and was informed by them that the documents had indeed been delivered to the Baltimore Social Security office in Green Street at Green Street, Baltimore. I recalled the Social Security office in Baltimore and informed them the documents had indeed been delivered and even included the exact day and time as given by the New York postal officer. After a long delay, a clerk finally admitted that the documents had been placed in some sort of holding archive, but they could not locate them. I began to get very suspicious as those original documents sell for a high price on the black market. I eventually applied through the Madrid U.S. Embassy, which required all documents to be originals. After lots of pleading and explaining about what had occurred, I was finally authorized to utilize copies which I had previously made. But I did have to apply for a new original birth certificate and marriage license. My reason for informing you is this, to say that you cannot even count on certified or registered mail. I believe someone out there is now utilizing my original invaluable documents for their own purposes. The Social Security Administration office in Baltimore has never since responded, and that was more than 5 years ago. Now, she's probably right. I mean, she is no doubt right that you can't even trust the certified mail getting when it goes to a government office. Let's realize that there are some good government workers out there, but there's a lot of ding-a-lings out there that can't get a job anyplace else, and usually get those kind of jobs because they know the right people or voted for the right party, all right? Anyway, she says, my reason is to inform you that to say that you cannot even count on certified registered mail. Yes, but had she not had certified registered mail, she would never been able to prove that she did have the right documents in the first place. Let's take a break. Are we going to take a break?
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Well, I saw you reaching over there like you were going to do something.
We're getting closer to a break.
Well, all right. I looked at the clock and I looked at you and I said, oh.
It's all about timing.
All right, we're going to take that break. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. And your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special feeder cattle and calf sale this coming Monday, that's January the 7th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. A very high percentage, in fact the bulk of the sales, will have been weaned and completely preconditioned, many of them carrying the white tags. Richardson family will be selling 150 head of black and black Baldy and Charley crossbreds weighing from 400 to 5 and a quarter. Fields Farm is coming in with a 50-head string, and Crandall Farms will also be selling a 50-head string. Now, both lots are black and black Baldy Charley crosses weighing in the fours. Jerry Kuhn has consigned 50-head of fancy 5-weight Angus, and Tim Blanchard will be in with a 40-head consignment. Donald Derricky, David Pfeiffer, and Chris Taylor each have a nice consignment of black and black Baldies and some Angus. They weigh in the fives. That's for the special feeder cattle and calf sale. It'll be coming up this Monday. That is January the 7th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, how do you write zero in Roman numerals?
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Josh in Missouri. Hi, Josh. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. How you doing?
Okie dokie. What's on your mind?
My father and I own a farm here in Eldon, and he just received yesterday the USDA agricultural census.
Okay.
And I'm trying to convince him not to fill this out. And on the envelope, it says, under, you know, penalty of federal law, this must be filled out and returned. And I don't have the information, you know, convince him not to do this. I mean, is that federal law, do they have jurisdiction to force us to fill this out and return it?
You know, we need to talk to some of GB's friends about that, and maybe I should try to get a hold of that office and see what they say on that. I doubt seriously if they do have the jurisdiction to do it. Now, I'm looking at mine. I have mine here, Census of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Services, comes from 1201 East 10th Street, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47133. That's what yours says probably, right?
Yeah, I saw it briefly, and he put it with his paperwork. So.
Well, anyway, yeah. It goes on down here. U.S. Census of Agriculture report enclosed. Your response is required by law. Due date, February the 14th, 2008. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ignore mine and just see what happens. The worst thing you can do is end up in the penitentiary, isn't it?
Sure.
And they feed you three meals a day. No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to act like I didn't get it. Now, I got this letter on this. This came out on December the 28th. Hi, Derry. Keep up the good work. I've recently read about USDA pushing the census for agriculture farms. USDA will mail out census forms on December the 28th to collect data for the 2007 calendar year. I'm getting tired of what the USDA is telling me because it's good for me. Just like the premise number, they keep pushing and I keep refusing. The United States Postal Service, now this, and I have not checked with this. I was going to check with my post people, and I didn't get it done because I wasn't going to talk about it today, but that's all right. Since you called, maybe we need to. The United States Postal Service's Domestic Mail Manual, Section 504, states that you can write refused on any unopened mail piece and have it returned to sender for free. If everybody did that, would they get the message? I'm not interested in filling it out. I can't name a single time the census report has helped me. But that's all they talk about is how it is there for my benefit. Well, I mentioned this the other day. It's there for the benefit of the multinational corporations. They want to know what we're doing.
Sure.
Would they send me $100 fine the next or just let it go? Would they send the $100 fine next or just let it go? Now, he apparently has looked into this, and there's a $100 fine for not filling it out. I don't know. They always ask how many hours spent working on the farm. They might as well ask how long I sit on the toilet each year. I don't keep track of either, since I'm not paid by the hour, and each would only be a guess. This brings to mind my next point. False answers are subject to a $500 fine. Survey questions can never accurately depict the farmer. Each is unique and different, not to be thrown in a pile of data. Formulas and say that here is our 2007 farmer according to our census of agriculture. Sorry to be so negative, but I get really depressing having to suspect time dealing with such nonsense. Now, I think what I might do, since we talked about do they have jurisdiction?
Sure.
Dan Martinez a call and see what he says. He's the person that really got GB set up in Paragon, and they've won a bunch of cases. And we can get those letters from Paragon. They make them available. You can get them online if you're on the Internet.
Sure.
And just send, say, hey, I would be glad to fill out your form when you show me that you have jurisdiction to make me do it.
Okay, that's what I told him, because I went to the California meeting. Which is great, by the way. I have one other question concerning that. There is a number attached to the survey, and what I'm wondering is if that number is in any way linked somehow to the NAIS. Like, if you know, we fill this out and attach that number to this, you know, our farm, is that going to be our new premise number?
Is it eight digits?
I don't know.
You're not looking at
it. Yeah, like I said, he grabbed it. I just briefly got a chance to look at it, and we had a brief discussion. He was kind of leery on not filling it out, and I'm trying to convince him not to.
Did you said you attended a meeting in California, Missouri? What did they say?
Well, you were there.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you attended a meeting that had to do with the census.
No. It was the meeting with GB.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what.
I'm just curious if that number, somehow, it could come back if we do fill this out, if we all of a sudden we have a premise number, and I don't want that for my family.
I just don't want them to have the information. They just, why don't they, instead of wanting to know what all the farmers are doing, why don't they tell us how many tractors they didn't get sold last year?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Why don't they tell us the stuff that we need to know, not what they need to know about us.
I don't know.
You know, I like the term. I got it just the other day from a rancher that said, you know, the sheep get along real well without the wolves. But the wolves have to have the sheep.
That's right.
And they're the wolves and we're the sheep, and they want to use us constantly. And, hey, I have a whole bunch of calls all of a sudden on the census. So
I appreciate it.
Let's take some more calls here. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
I just wanted to, I've been listening to what you've been saying about this census. I just wanted to tell you my dad passed away a couple years ago. He's 91 years old. And when I was going through his stuff, I probably found a dozen uncompleted census of agriculture laying in his desk.
Oh, really?
So I think I'm going to carry on the family tradition and let mine land in the desk, too.
Okay. At first, I thought, you know, I'm just going to... I don't know that I've filled one out for a long... You see, first of all, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution, and I've been writing through my briefcase here that I carry back and forth. Since I have this fancy new office, I can't leave my junk in here. But I've lost my little hand pocket, my little pocket constitution. But the Constitution says that the government has the right to take a census once every 10 years. And the only thing they're supposed to ask is how many people live in your dwelling. And it is strictly so we know how to assign congressional districts. It's as simple as that.
Right.
But anyway, hey, thanks for the call. Let's go that was Jim in Ohio, wasn't it? Let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny, you're up next.
Yeah, Derry, can you hear me?
You betcha. Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, I asked the law for that census, and they never sent me the law, so I don't fill it out.
You did what now?
I asked them for the law.
You wrote...
We lost Kenny.
We lost Kenny.
I tell you what, let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi, Derry. Derry, I looked this up in the World Book Encyclopedia, and they mean census only in the terms of a survey of agriculture at shorter intervals than the regular census. So it's not legally a census. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. There's special surveys. Basically, Congress has never really authorized these surveys to be like the original census. So it hasn't been challenged all the way down the line, either by Congress repealing this practice, or the courts haven't heard cases. You know, the high courts haven't heard cases on this, but it's not the type of census that you're familiar with.
Right. It's not what... No, it's not.
The National Census of the United States. That's the official title.
And you see, it's coming from the federal office, which, again, tells me that they don't have the... they do not have the ability...
Well, sometimes you'll see an envelope that will say American Survey Services or something like that, Commerce Department. Now, that is not, again, that is not... the National Census of the United States, and basically you have a right to refuse participating in a census that doesn't involve setting representation.
That's the way it looks to me. Hey, I hear music. Thanks for the call, Fred. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was just wondering, there is your name on that survey, and if it is it spelled out in capital letters?
You know, Jeff told me what you were going to ask, and I looked. And yes, it is. They are in capital letters. Now, you're from Chillicothe. I bet you were at that Chillicothe meeting, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Okay. You see, most people would, and just like GB said, when they first found out about this, he was a banker. And they had this fellow's name. They took him to court, and on the court docket, they had his name spelled all in caps. And he said, no, that he said, that looks like my name, but that's not my given Christian name. He says, and I'll give you mine here. He says, my name is not DERYGBROWNFIELD in all caps. It is, my name is capital D, small letters, ERRY, capital B, small letters, BROWNFIELD. And he said, the judge says, oh, that's just court procedure. And he says, no, it's not. He says, no, until my name is spelled like your name is spelled. And he showed the judge how his name was spelled on his nameplate there on his desk, on his bench. He said, no, I can't answer your questions until my name is spelled like that. And they broke, judge took a recess, made some phone calls apparently, and came back, and they dismissed the case. Now, that's GB's story when he was a banker, and that happened 20 years ago. But there, when your name is spelled all in caps, and it's on my driver's license, it's on this census thing, it's on practically everything, that means I'm a corporation or I'm dead. The only time a corporation spells its names in caps, and your name is always spelled in capital letters on your tombstone. Well, I had never incorporated, and I don't think I'm... sometimes I feel dead, but not really today. So, yes, it is spelled in... On this census, it is spelled in capital letters.
So by that right there, you can ignore it. And I just got my personal property tax from Livingston County, and it's spelled capital letters, and I'm going to take it down there, and I'm going to point this out to them. And I don't know what I'm going to be able to accomplish, but if they take me to court, I can go by that to what you just said.
Well, maybe and maybe not. I don't know. I'm quoting GB on that, but we have they've done a good bit of research on it. The Paragon people.
Yeah, I've heard this a long time ago, and I've ignored it. But yeah, other than from GB, I've heard that you are a corporation with capital letters.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call. When we come back, we have more callers. And I'm not going to get to talk about a thing that I was going to discuss later on in the show. Good stuff. We'll have to wait till tomorrow, perhaps. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. Send $24.95 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. What topics does Derry discuss in the Chronicle?
Well, there's politics of the world elite, how they lie and how they cheat. The World Bank and global thieves taking land without our deeds. Real ID and subprime lenders. The FDA approves mind benders. G.B. Corsi and Joan Vian are just a few he quotes from. Ducks and deer and dirty vermin. He's got a story for every one of them. Tasers, lasers, spy chips too. The Amaro's coming, the dollar's through. Heard a joke? Well, he's heard it too. Ain't too many of them that aren't brand new. Go ahead, just read it once. You'll be back for the next 12 months.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $850 an ounce Wednesday, the first trading day of 2008, on $99 oil prices and a weaker dollar. Gold closed in New York up $23.50 to $856.50 an ounce. In 2008, the world will witness a gold price explosion, propelling it to the next exciting stage of this bull market, said Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Right, we are in the home stretch. Let's go to Harold. Hi, Harold. You are up next.
Okay, just real quick. I think Kenny was saying that he asked them for the law, and they probably could not produce a law. Therefore, if they're sending out information or a request, there's no law behind it, no jurisdiction. It's illegal. They're pushing an unconscionable contract via the post office under threat. That's duress. Couldn't that constitute mail fraud?
Sounds good to me.
I think so. Okay, thanks.
Hey, appreciate the call. You may have something there. How much time do I have here? Oh, I got 3 or 4 minutes. Okay. I saw this today, and it's one of those things. You never hear the news media talking about this, and it's not that big a deal, but a grocery store customer in Indianapolis is being credited with halting an armed robbery. He pulled his own weapon and pointed it at the assailant until the police arrived. The guy's name is Charlie Merrill. He's 51 years old. This comes from the Indianapolis Star newspaper. He was in a checkout line at a grocery store. It was called Buck's IGA. When a masked man, and he didn't have Tonto with him, but he was a masked man, jumped a nearby counter and held a gun on a store employee. While the suspect, now get this, here's a guy, got on a mask, got a gun pulled out, jumps over the counter, and he's a suspect. Heck no, he ain't no suspect. He's a criminal. He's a robber, all right? Why don't they call the shots like they are? While the robber was demanding cash from the workers, Merrill pulled out his own handgun, pointed it at the, and it said robber here, and ordered him to put down his weapon. Okay. When the suspect seemed to hesitate, Merrill racked the side of his gun to load a round in the chamber. See, I would have done that first. Anyhow, at that point, the suspect, placed his gun in a bag of cash on the counter. The suspect removed his mask and laid on the floor. Merrill held the suspect at gunpoint until officers arrived and took him away in handcuffs. Then police reported that Merrill had a valid permit to carry his handgun. Now, what if he hadn't have had? What if he'd have not had a valid permit? Would he have gone to jail with the suspect, who we know is no suspect? We know he's a robber. Interesting. But anyway, you're never going to hear a story like this on the news media. Yeah, Jeff, what you got?
Let's say hello to Sheila in Missouri. You're on the air, Sheila.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes, I'll say hello, Sheila.
A couple of years ago, whenever the post office went to computerized,
okay,
and they were going to process all the mail through the computer was going to do it all, they sent out a notice. This has been about 8-9 years ago. They sent everyone out a notice saying that all the letters and everything in the addresses had to be in capital letters.
Really?
Yes. I remember this because I was a big pen pal person. And all the letters, all the numbers, everything had to be in capitalized letters. Or they said that they would have to hand process it, and they were trying to get away from the hand processing. And I remember getting that letter. I wish I still had it. But they had sent it out showing detailed how you capitalize everything.
Really? That's the first I had heard of that. Well, they're not. I mean, today things come in that are not canceled, and they're not capitalized. So that's been several years ago. But I'll tell you what, Sheila, appreciate the call. We are totally out of time. And let's go on some happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Since 19. 19-